Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, this week the governor gave her condition of the state address, and one of the key topics she always talks about is K-12 education funding, and this year her number roughly coming in terms of a per pupil increase of around 2.3%. Your initial reaction to what that number means for the district going forward and how that news compares to when you were doing the budgeting process over the last several months?
So we really always plan on a fairly flat budget increase from year to year, even though our projection was based off of 1%. So we projected forward what 1% would look like of additional funding over the course of 3 to 5 years. And so 2% obviously would be better. If we were really at 2.3, that'd be great. I always hold my breath going through the process because we know that many times the governor has put out a number that has been higher than what the legislator actually ends up at. So, but 2% would be a great range for us to be. We have hopes that they'll continue to support that and move that forward. It will obviously help our projection, and our projection will look a little bit better because of that. So that's certainly good news. And we're just always at the beginning of the legislative process, hopeful that the legislature will make a decision fairly quickly so that it helps us get our budget in place for next year.
And now, you've told me before the books are usually about 3%, give or take, each and every year. You've done numerous budget measures. You've had another early retirement incentive, and then you have decided to change your instructional support levy, and that actually happened at this week's meeting. So talk about that transition from year to year and how this levy will help kind of stabilize the general fund beyond the three-year cycle you've kind of been on lately.
Yeah, we've certainly, with low state supplemental aid increases, we've been on a cycle where our budget has just gotten too tight really about every 3 years. And so the instructional support levy will let us expand that to about 5 years before we're seeing really, really tight numbers again. And so that's the hope, is that as we institute the instructional support levy and then maybe get some additional state supplemental aid in the future, but we'll see. Of course, that's all based on kind of economy and available money and what they're projecting as funds. So what we're hopeful with the instructional support that we generate about $200,000 of additional revenue in a $24 million budget, that's not a lot, but certainly it's at least an additional percentage that we can tack on and say, okay, that's helpful for us. Typically from year to year, it takes a little over 2% for us to roll the books from 1 year to the next. And so when we've been in these 1% years, we've had to squeeze things, we've had to reduce things, not replace things, and that's kind of where we've been. So my hope is that long term we're able to be in a 2% range or higher, because that just helps us move forward without having to make a lot of reductions.
Well, and as I understand, this move is meant to be actually neutral to taxpayers, because you're going to adjust the rest of the levy. Is that right?
It is. So our instructional support levy really is comes with spending authority, and that's not what our cash reserve levy actually comes with. So essentially, we can levy the money for the instructional support and then reduce our cash reserve. And so the net tax asking from our local people is totally neutral. So it wouldn't be a tax increase for anyone. The property taxpayers wouldn't see more. The income surtax people wouldn't see more. What we'd really just do is replace our cash reserve with the instructional support.
And so what does next year's budget look like then, with a combination of instructional support increase and then what would be likely somewhere in that 2% range in terms of an increased funding per pupil for general fund?
Yeah, so we will be able to be at a positive budget at the end of next year is what we believe, that our revenues will be greater than our expenditures. We're hoping by about $100,000, but that kind of remains to be seen as we finish this year out and then budget into next year.
And then the other key part, too, as you continue to watch, is enrollment. And that's the other piece of that. But when enrollment grows, eventually you need more staff. So if this number at 2% can stay over the course of several years, plus enrollment growth, plus the instructional support levy, it could actually mean maybe some positive gains for the district for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, it is. Certainly, some of our teachers are really asking for additional supports. We've got some challenges that we we have with students that we're going to need to find ways to support them in different methods. So some of that's going to potentially expand our budget if we need programs that help kids in different ways. We get kids with behavioral, mental health issues, all those types of things that come into our elementary, and that's a challenge.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.